A sukkah is not a temporary dwelling because we live in it temporarily. A sukkah is temporary in that it is impermanent and can be whisked away even by a strong wind. But Adonai holds back the wind. Adonai keeps our enemies at bay. Adonai sustains us and makes our insubstantial sukkah a grand fortress. Sukkot is also supposed to remind us of all the blessings that Adonai has given us over the past year. At this feast, we are no longer celebrating the first fruits, expecting a future crop. We are celebrating the final ingathering and enjoying all the fruit of our labor and trust. We find joy in this because we know that just as Adonai has produced the harvest this year, he will do it again year after year. How can we not celebrate this wonderful truth? How can we contain our joy and emotion, knowing that our God gives us everything we need in its time? The days of supplication are long gone. Now we may bask in Adonai's unceasing provision, expecting it for all of our days. The impermanent and flimsy nature of the sukkah itself should also remind us of our own weakness, fragility, and impermanence as long as we dwell in our earthly bodies. The sukkah is a symbol of how Adonai cares for us, shades and hides us from the elements bent on our destruction. At the time of the final ingathering, we are to celebrate with extreme joy that he delivered us, watched over us, and will soon be taking us to dwell with him in the sukkah that will last forever. Amen. How do we do it? I recommend a simple sukkot. Live in a sukkah for 7 days, celebrate, and rejoice. It's just that simple. In our family, we take 2 weeks of vacation a year, the week of matzah and the week of sukkot. This year, we're doing it in our backyard. In the past, we've gone to camping sites. Obviously, the best place to keep sukkot would be Jerusalem. Building a sukkah is not hard. It's not expensive. Well, hard is a relative term, I guess. But there are lots of different ways to do it, and we can be creative in how we do it. In Judaism, you are fulfilling the command to live in a sukkah if you have your meals in the sukkah during the week. There are some who are a little bit more radical, even within Judaism, who will actually sleep in their sukkah. My family actually stays in the sukkah all day long. I mean, we come out of the sukkah, we go inside, use the restroom, we play out in the yard. It's not like we're constantly under the sukkah, but we do our best to really forego the house while we're in our backyard, that is, and to actually live in the sukkah. We do our cooking outside, we do our sleeping outside, we do our playing outside, we read our scriptures outside, we do praise and worship outside. Again, we take a vacation that week. Where we got the idea of taking a vacation was, even though only the first day and then the eighth day are technically no work days, we thought, well, if you're leaving your house and you're going to Jerusalem, it's doubtful that you're going to go to Jerusalem, and then what part of Israel are you going to walk to every day to go do your job? Well, there's nothing to do. The harvest is in. There's nothing left to do. And so you go to Jerusalem and you fill the place with sukkot and you live there. So it just kind of makes practical sense. So think about it. If you don't have the week off this year, think about it for next year. I can testify to this. We may not be in Jerusalem, but it is the feast. It is the time that my kids remember every single year, even more than the Feast of Matzah, even though they love it because we cook our matzah and all that stuff. Sukkot, it be Hanukkah, let me tell you. It's the winner. So it's a simple sukkot. Just live. I'll tell you, there's something that you learn. I've said this before, things you can only learn in the doing. And I'll never forget my first year in a sukkah. And you're out there in the city, you hear the helicopters, and you hear your neighbors, and you hear the cars going by. And you're looking at he was, I guess, 3 years old then, and you're looking at him sleeping, and you look at your wife, and you realize, wow, there are no locks on this sukkah. Not only are there no locks on this sukkah, but these walls really won't accomplish much. If someone decides they want to come in and do us harm, we're pretty vulnerable out here. And that's when you start realizing, hey, guess what? We're vulnerable all the time. We cannot put any confidence in a lock on door or brick and mortar walls. And every year, that just gets renewed and renewed, and that faith builds and builds. and you really get that sense that it's brought to your mind